Blog Talk Radio.
Mike Spirit FM. Good evening and welcome to Guiding Lights with Jeanette Ann. The airwaves are now open and Jeanette, the respected Sky Television psychic, will take your hand and lead you through the universe with interesting topics and spirit communication. Call Jeanette now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. If you're calling from outside the USA, then prefix 001 or register to the chat room and click Call Skype. Now the moment you've been waiting for. Please welcome Jeanette Ann.
Well, hello everyone, and I'd like to say a very big good evening to you all out there, to all the listeners to the Guiding Light Show. And on this evening's show, we've got a really fantastic guest. We've got the fantastic psychic medium from Ireland, Ruth Mooney, who's here with us this evening. So without further ado, I'd like to say hello to Ruth. But just before I fetch her in, I just want to run through those numbers for you again. The telephone number is 760-283-4611. If you'd like to come in and get interactive with the lovely show tonight, we've got some fantastic topics we're going to be talking. What we're going to be talking about tonight is we're going to firstly ask Ruth a little bit about herself and how she's working and when she was first aware of her gift. And then after that, then we're going to be going to the phones. But I really do think that as winter is coming now, okay, and people are looking for that fantastic person, or they just want to move on from a failed relationship, the general hints and tips tonight from Ruth and myself will be how to move on in a positive way from being stuck in an old relationship, or whether or not, you know, when is the best time to start picking yourself up a bit. But before I say hi to Ruth, I just want to say on those numbers, if you're ringing from outside the USA, please prefix 001 on the numbers. So here she is, my fantastic co-host for this evening, the wonderful Ruth Mooney. And I'd like to say hi, Ruth. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Jeanette. Thank you very much for inviting me to be here with you tonight. It's absolutely amazing to work alongside you. And I have to say, I've been very excited.
Oh, fantastic. Well, we've all been fantastic. We've all been very excited to have you, actually, because I know that you and I have worked together in the past, and we did say that we were going to do a show together, and I'm really excited that you've had the time, fitted in the time, to come on board tonight to the Guiding Light Show. So, tell me, Ruth, how are you? Can you just explain to the viewers, please, how you came to this journey of a psychic medium and when you was first aware of your abilities, my love?
Well, I think the very first experience that I can recall back to, Jeanette, is when I was a young child. It's only been confirmed for me, actually, the weekend, that it's 39 years just now, that when my grandfather died when I was the age of 7, but I couldn't understand why people were upset because I could see him.
Ah, oh, bless. Okay.
And I couldn't understand, but I had no concept of death or anything that was going on around me because I was young and I was busy playing with my toys. Mm-hmm. But as the years went on, I used to know things and feel things and have different experiences, which I thought was normal because, as I say, we were children, we were in school. I think the main part for me was when I was in my very early 20s and I worked in the medical profession. Mm-hmm. I went on to work in a laboratory called histology. And while I was there, I was privileged to meet many walks of life and some magnificent people along the way.
Yeah.
And I met a lady which was a medium psychic. And we were talking, her sister was dying on the ward, and we were speaking, and I spoke with her, and I reassured her sister wasn't going to go, not on a medical basis, but on my psychic basis.
Okay.
And she spoke to me, and she said it to me, what she does, and she told me that I had spirits around me.
Okay.
And she asked me what was the voice that I heard the most clearest, which was a lady guide. Mm-hmm. And she asked me which was the name that I could feel around the guide. And I said, yes, Bridget, I can feel all the time.
Okay.
And she said, if you use your guide, you have what you need in your life.
Wow.
And she took me under her wings, and it took her about 4 months. And she said to me, you're not ready yet, but you will be ready, because you are going to be gifted with a wonderful child. And the day you have that child, you're going to move forward.
Oh, that's wonderful. And of course, I know that you have got lovely children, because I've met them all. But you have got a special child, Jake, who is autistic. And of course, he is a very special child. And I know that you do a lot in Dublin for the cause of autism. So that, again, is a wonderful, wonderful attribute that you have as well, that you do kind of work very hard for Jake and the charities surrounding Jake. So it's wonderful. So, you know, I think we've all been in a situation in our lives where we've kind of really had to look around us and see, you know, where our life paths are going. And I think we all kind of make our journey decisions to take this. I think, you know, this is something that if you have these spiritual gifts, very strong calling, I think eventually when the time is right, some people go into it on a deeper level later on in life. Some people really go into it at a very young age. But when the time is right, and if you are meant to be a light worker, and if you are meant to work in a spiritual way, then eventually, you know, that is exactly what you will do. So I know that with yourself, you give up your job in the medical profession, and you now focus on helping people full time with the readings that you do. And I can't express my gratitude enough for having the opportunity to work with you this evening, because it's been something that we've planned for a little while, and it's absolutely lovely that you're on board tonight as a guest. So I think what we're going to do this evening, and I know that we've got a lot of listeners online who are our core following of the Guiding Light Show. What I'd like to do, I would just like to ask you a question. How would you suggest someone move on in a positive way if they've been let down, or if someone has kind of broken their heart? What would be, if you could give 5 tips, Ruth, what would be your 5 tips to helping that person move on this evening?
Okay, Jeanette, that actually is one of the hardest things that can happen to a person, really.
Yeah.
Been let down, because it's got to do with the trust. It's just a trust issue. When you give 100% and somebody just takes that trust away, I would actually suggest with people, do your little piece of grieving, do your crying. But more importantly, I really feel for people that's strong enough to kind of try and move on as mentally and as fast as they can in themselves. We've all been very let down in our lives in one way or another.
Yeah.
But what I would basically say to people is, I mostly would use my angels. Mm. Now, some people would like to throw their angels to the wind at that stage, but what they might not realise is that the angels can never interfere in your life or intervene with you in problems unless you ask them. Mm. They're always sitting there. So I would suggest for people, the first thing that you should do is sit down, and if it makes it better for you, write down the issues around it. Look at it a little piece more clearly. Try your best to move on from that as quick as you can and release it without falling out with the loved ones around you, because there's a reason to why that person has gone out of your life, to move you forward to the right person coming in. And I would always say to people, stay optimistic, because there's a reason why we have to take the journey.
Yeah.
To find that right person surrounding us.
Okay, well, that is fantastic, because I think, you know, sometimes, and I know that all of us, unless you're extremely lucky in life, majority of people have felt the pain of having a heartbreak, but I do feel that when you have this pain, even though it absolutely feels like as though you're never going to get over it, or there's never going to be a time when you're going to have that special feelings again for someone else, I know that the heart is a very, shall we say, a much of a muscle that can kind of heal again and allow new love to come in. So if you are sitting, you know, alone this evening and you are really, really struggling to come to terms with why someone left you, or why did they do that, or why she did this, I think what you need to do is just stand back from the situation and just write down, you know, who you are as a person, and allow that energy to come through. And I think what I'm going to do for a couple of minutes, if that's okay with you, Ruth, I'm going to just ask everybody who's listening to the show this evening just to take 2 minutes to focus on their heart chakra. Let's all imagine that there's a beautiful glowing white ball above our head, and this beautiful light is releasing all self-doubt and negativity that we feel about ourselves if we've been let down and disappointed. So let's just all focus on bringing that beautiful light, especially in the heart chakra area, because that's where, you know, people hold these blockages, where they can't release that energy of being let down and having low self-esteem, or doubting themselves, or maybe blaming themselves because they can't believe that that person that they cared about has let them go. So they kind of turn it inwards to themselves. So let's all just take that minute now tonight, just to send that healing energy out to all the listeners tonight on the Guiding Light Show, to really focus on opening that heart chakra and putting the balance there. And let's all ask Archangel Michael to work with everybody this evening to just bring peace if there's any chaos in your life, and soothe you, to move you on to the next step of your journey, which is to release the past and move into the future with positive energy, knowing that you were on the right path for you. And I hope that that's helped all our listeners tonight, just a couple of useful hints and tips on how you can really start positively focusing. Because you see, I think sometimes it's just that stepping back in the water when you've been hurt, Ruth, you know, just to put that element of, oh, I don't know whether or not I could ever trust anyone else again, you know. It's the fear of fear that can spoil things, you know, the fear of being let down again. And that's when the barriers come up. Don't you think that, Ruth? Say you have got a lot of regular customers that come to you, you know, don't you feel that over time you've helped people to just really find balance in their life?
Yeah, it is lovely when you see that they have come out the other side of some disappointments. You feel it for them. You really do feel it for these people, because you know that they're magnificent people inside, and you know they're good people, and you know that they deserve nothing but the best. But I think that basically all that's happened to them is they're shown a road that kind of, when they take on people, it's a pattern with these good people, because what happens is they take on a man or a woman that needs to be fixed. Yes. Without taking on the notice of it, this person has to want to be fixed, or has to want to take that particular journey. And they kind of go, well, I put all this energy into it and I helped them to get on the road. And he went off, her best friend, or she went off somewhere else and broke the heart of he or she. It's very hard, but I will always remind my customers out there, even a broken heart is still one. It's still a unit. It's only how you feel temporarily.
Definitely. Definitely, definitely, definitely. And I know that, you know, tonight we're going to be calling out for the angels, if you like, to help people if they are feeling a little bit stuck on their journey of getting back to, you know, finding their feet in life. Because I would say, if you are out there listening to the show tonight, and especially all the people in New York who have been so devastatingly hit by that horrific Hurricane Sandy, you know, us in the UK and Ireland are sending love to you for that one, you know. And I think everybody now needs to just pull together and just kind of really see that there is life after difficulties, and it's how you kind of feel that makes a difference. So if you're feeling a little bit negative and down, you'll be attracting negativity towards you. And I think if you're feeling positive, you know, and I know that sometimes when you're on your own, you feel like as though you're never going to find romance again. And sometimes you try too hard to find it, which is another scenario that people get caught in time and time again, because they want romance and they want that special love. They kind of go either searching for it in the wrong places, or they kind of won't allow people to just develop in a way that, you know, maybe your friendship or... So I would say that if you're out there tonight and you're feeling a little bit lost because you're on your own, just be happy with who you are as a person. Because if you shine that energy that you're strong, you're confident, you're happy, then you will attract that wonderful energy back to you. And I just want to say as well, just coming off the subject of that, that I'd just like to send a special mention to our lovely host Oscar Vidas, whose brother is on the critical list, okay? And I know that Oscar is a wonderful medium himself, and myself personally, I'd like to send him love personally to his wife and him, and to his family, and I wish his brother a speedy recovery. And I'll also ask out on the Guiding Lights Facebook page for all the healers to send love and healing for him as well. So so that's a lovely person. And also anybody out there tonight who is in need of healing, if you could just, you know, send us loving thoughts, and we will, you know, put the healing up on the Guiding Lights page, which, you know, we do. That's a Facebook page, which I created, Ruth, to go in connection with the show. And we have some beautiful light workers in there. We have psychics, mediums, healers, and we have just spiritually minded people who come in and leave their comments and, you know, write some things or just like the comments that other people have kind of put in there. So that is a wonderful page, and that's really growing. I think there's about 500 members in there now, which is fantastic.
It's absolutely lovely.
This page, I started that when we started the Guiding Light Show, and it's a delight to see the love that's in that page. So that really needs to be, you know, kind of continued on. Now then, what I'm going to do now, okay, I'm going to open the lines, and I think we're going to go with our first caller, and I believe that that's a lovely lady called Donna, and I'm going to introduce Donna to the show and say, hi Donna, welcome to Guiding Lights, and I'm going to pass you over to Ruth because she's going to help you with your question this evening.
Great, thank you, Jeanette, and hello, Ruth. Hi.
Hello, Donna, how are you?
I was good. I was in Ireland 2 years ago. I was in a small dairy farm called Lepp in County Cork. It was wonderful. I had a great time.
I love Cork.
Yeah, beautiful. Glendore, oh, very nice.
Yeah.
Nice people, too. It was quite different, and I really, really enjoyed it.
It is different because the country people are very more relaxed than the city people, and they're very calm, and they're very helpful, and they're very loving as well, I've got to say. Yes, I have to say I do love Cork myself. You kind of feel refreshed when you come out of it.
Yeah, it was wonderful, and everybody knew everyone. They kind of looked after everyone, and everybody's borrowing money all the time, and they pay it back.
Oh, yes, yes, they would love that.
Oh, gosh. I have a friendship with an elderly friend of mine for about 25 years, and I wanted to know if that was going to resume our relationship. His sister and I had a misunderstanding. She thought I was friends with people that she didn't like back east, and oh my gosh, she got really mad and this and that, and I hadn't I don't even know these people. And so now my friend is acting kind of cold toward me. And, you know, I was very polite to his sister and everything, but I didn't, you know, had nothing to do with this, you know, relationship that she had with these people. I don't even know them.
Okay. What I'm picking up here off of my own guides at the moment is that it is certainly a misunderstanding, but I feel it was more got to do with what basically they're trying to show me here is I feel it was more got to do with work and things like that was getting in on this particular person.
Okay.
And I feel that there was a lot going on in that person's life. That's what they're kind of showing me at the moment. And what I'm kind of seeing is that I feel that she wasn't in the right place in her own life. She seemed to have more difficulties than she had said. And it kind of just escalated around a group of people. But what they're saying to me is not to worry and don't panic too much, because the indication that I'm getting here off of the guides is that, yes, this friendship will recover. And I feel that there could be even Christmas cards exchanged come Christmas time here. You have an awful lot of energy around yourself as well there, Donna. And what I'm picking up off it is I feel you've grandparents in the spirit world.
That I've gone through what, Ruth?
I feel you have grandparents in the spirit world.
I have grandparents and parents, yes.
Okay. There's a lot of love coming in there, and there's a lot of kisses getting blown out to you from these people. And it's like they're handing me pink flowers to you. Pink flowers. I don't know if it means anything to you, but I'm kind of picking up that they're telling me that you're the very caring people and your friends mean so much to you.
Yes.
And yeah, your friends are your family as well. You really take them under your wings. You're a very you're a very caring and loving person.
Yeah.
Okay. But I do feel that it is going to, they're indicating to me, yes. I'm just basically getting the little nods of yes coming in here very, very strong. I feel you've been praying to Archangel Michael, because I'm getting the name Michael very strong around you.
Yeah.
And I feel that what the indication that they're giving me is they've heard you and they're working with you very, very much so, and they're going to actually sort this problem. So their indication is that I can see you writing cards. So it's either a birthday is coming up before Christmas or there's a Christmas card. Either way, they're saying send Christmas card. You're right to send Christmas card.
Okay.
Does that make any
sense?
Yeah,
we have exchanged cards for 25 years, yeah. Mm-hmm. I always exchange Christmas cards, and I think he's going through a lot of problems, my friend, my elderly friend. He's 89 because he has cancer, and, you know, he's having his problems, and then he just moved his sister, and so, you know, he's under a lot of stress, and I think sometimes when people are under stress, they don't mean things.
They don't, sadly enough, when there is a sickness around somebody, people react differently, and they don't mean to. They accidentally turn on people. It's not intentional, Donna, that people do this. But sadly, they do take it out on the most closest and loved ones around them. But they know that you will understand. I do feel for you it's hurting you because you'd like that stronger contact.
Yeah.
But I feel it will be back around. I do feel that there is some good news as well coming in here. That's the indication that they have given me here. I'm picking it up very strong off of my own guides. Now, your own spirits have came in to interact around you there. And you're very well protected anyway, so I wouldn't be too worried. But they are definitely working with you. But they're saying, send the Christmas card.
That's sweet.
Okay,
I will.
Okay, I don't know whether you were in a limbo or not about sending the card. Their indication is, send this card. It will be fine. You will get a positive response back.
Oh, good. Oh, that's wonderful news.
Okay, so stop worrying, and they're giving me the indication that you are very stressed out in a few other areas of your life, but relax, don't worry, because they're indicating to me this is all going to pan out and it's all going to change very, very shortly for you. You've been on a bit of a rocky road yourself there.
Yes, I have. Yeah, I've been in kind of limbo, and there's nobody in my life, and I'm not working, and I'm just kind of like hibernating in the house, and oh my gosh, I mean, oof, it's been a tough couple months, I guess, yeah.
Okay, they're saying like they have heard, and that they will answer, they're answering your prayers. It doesn't look like they're doing very much at the moment, but they'd like to guarantee you that they're working with you, really working hard with you. Trust in yourself as well. And can I suggest to you that you get a black candle and light a black candle, and that will take any negative things that's around you away.
Okay. A black candle, huh, Ruth? A black one?
A black candle, yeah. It just takes anything negative away. And if you write a little note to your angels underneath it, and ask them to, you know, unblock doors, let doors open for you, take anything negative that's stopping you from moving forward there, that will work for you. It's just kind of, the angels can see your note. There is no way of writing a note. Just do it with your passion. That's all that will matter, to put the connection there for you.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. You don't have to worry about misspellings, miswriting, misinterpreting. Don't worry, the angels know exactly what's very much deep in your heart.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Okay.
Thank you.
But I do say that everything is going to be fine, so I wouldn't be worrying.
Oh, good. Oh, that makes me happy. Yeah, it's just, oh my gosh, sometimes you don't know, like, if doors are going to open, and yeah, so that makes me happy. Thank you.
Lots of opportunities there around you, and just be open, because they're all working very strong. There's a lot of them around you, and I feel that you have five major people around you in the spirit world, and they're coming in very strong around you there, and they're minding you and protecting you, so you're very well protected. You have nothing to worry about.
Yes, I love them very much, and I see them sometimes too. I do see them, and I'm not able to talk to them, but sometimes they give me little messages, but I do love them very much, and I know they're there for me. Yeah.
Yeah, they're always there around you, and it is absolutely lovely what I see. So, no, you go forward, Donna. Everything is fine there, darling.
Oh, thank you, Ruth. That's such nice news. It gives me a lot of peace.
Okay. Blessings of love and light, Donna.
Thank you.
You're welcome, darling.
Bye-bye.
Okay. That was lovely. And now we're on to our next caller. Thank you for that lovely, lovely reading, Ruth. That was very precious to that lady. And I know how much you helped her then. It's okay, sweetheart. Now then, can we go on to Tiffany, please, and say, hi, Tiffany. Welcome to Guiding Light. You through to Jeanette Ann.
Hello. My name is Tiffany. I was calling. I know you were talking about relationships. I've been having some issues with... Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my love. Yeah. Can you hear me okay?
Yes. I've been having some relationship problems with some of my coworkers. I'm just being real stressed out on my job.
Okay. Now then, it's funny because, you know, earlier on this evening when I spoke to Ruth, and we decided to go with moving on from relationships in a positive way, you know, we didn't just assume that this was a one-to-one relationship. Relationships come under the umbrella of all. And at the moment, you're having issues with work, yeah?
With my job, yes, ma'am.
Right, okay. So what would you like me to have a look at? Is there anything coming in, or how is it going to be resolved? What would you like me to look at for you this evening, my love?
Just the situation that's going on at my job. What are you picking up as far as it being resolved?
Okay. Now then, the first thing that my guide has given me straight away as I'm linking in with you, darling, is imbalance and no no clarity. And I also feel there with you, it's almost like someone is expecting too much from someone else. So it's like an imbalance. Do you understand that, Tiffany?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And I feel what you need to think about, okay, is just going into work and know that this person is a little bit difficult, and I feel sometimes they can be a little bit hostile, okay, because my guides are showing me that this person can be very, very fiery in a way of, if things are not working for them in a good way, they can be very harsh with their words. Do you understand the harsh with their words?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Okay, and I feel at the end of the day, when you're dealing with someone who's your boss and they're very harsh, okay, I feel what you have to do is just really kind of keep out of their way as much as possible, because I feel that there's a new contract coming in for you. The, you know, what my guides are saying is that there's new pathways. I feel that this has been going on with yourself for about 4 or 5 months that you've had this difficulty. With this person, and I feel as well that they are very moody and you kind of have to walk on eggshells around them. Do you understand why my guides would be showing me eggshells breaking?
Yes, this is absolutely correct.
Yeah, because I feel moody. When he, you know, when he comes in, because I'm feeling a male energy, okay? So if it is a female, it's very masculine energy, but I'm really drawing more to a male. I feel when
yes,
comes
a female,
into work,
she's very masculine. It's a masculine
very
female.
Very masculine energy. Yeah, I feel that this person's got a very abrupt manner about them, and I feel at their home life isn't going very well at the moment. So it's like when that person comes into work, it's like everybody better get out of her way, because they're all going to have it if she's in a mindset to make everybody's life difficult. Do you understand that, Tiffany?
Absolutely. You're absolutely correct.
Yes, darling. Yeah, my guides are working strong. So I think what you have to do is very important, okay, for you to just, if you like, try to keep yourself calm, cool and collected, because what you don't want to do, you don't want to put yourself in the position where you'll walk out of there because she's annoyed you so much, and then maybe you won't have something else to walk into. So my advice to you on a psychic level is just to stay calm. There is going to be new energy coming in, and I do feel that you will be looking for new work and new workers coming in for you. So it's almost like I've just got the my guides have given me the victory flag in my mind. So it's almost like I know that at the moment it seems like a battle, but you are definitely going to come out on this feeling like as though you've got what you wanted. So please don't allow this person's negative energy to pull you down and to allow you to feel like you're not good enough, or you know, you have to accept what she says, okay? Because I do feel, okay, that with you, all right, I've got the Queen of Cups, so I know she's making you feel quite moody, because that's what my guides are giving me. They're giving me the Queen of Cups in my mind. When I feel that energy, I always feel as someone who's quite sad, quite down, and someone who needs to have more in their life. And I think that's what this person's energy is like, and I think she can be very hostile to people. So it's very important for you not to get drawn into her level and really to move on in a very, very positive way from this. Do you understand that, Tiffany?
Yes, ma'am. I really do. You hit it on the
okay.
head.
Thank you, sweetheart. Well, I just feel, okay, that for you, darling, I do feel things are going to work out. Ask your angels, ask your guides to start working with you on this. And when you are working with her, okay, just send her love, okay? Because if you send people love, love has to come back. And I do feel that it's going to start easing down. And I'm going to say thank you so much for connecting to the show tonight. And I hope that that's answered your question. And I just say enjoy the remaining of the show and keep listening to Guides Delights, Tiffany.
Okay, thank you for using your gift to help me out. I really appreciate it.
Oh, bless your heart. You take care. Okay, now then, we're going over to songs now. We're going to have a couple of songs, and then the lines are coming open again. And then Ruth and I are going to be opening the lines back after the song. So get dialing in, and let's enjoy the rest of the Guiding Light Show.
Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful host to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship, and join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 074-11-168-396 or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic. I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Wow, what a lovely selection of tunes. Okay, now that was really fantastic. So I know that we have got a lot of callers listening in tonight, so I'm not going to waste any more time. I'm going to go straight over to the lines, and I'm going to ask the next caller, Hannah, to come into the show and say hi. Welcome to Guiding Lights, Hannah, and I'm going to pass you over to Ruth to answer your questions, my love.
Hello, Hannah. How are you, darling?
And hi, Ruth. Yeah, I'm very great. Lovely that you have tonight. I'm very good.
Thank you. How can we help you this evening, my love?
I'm very open. I thought I'll just call in and see what each comes through, if that's possible.
Yeah, well, I'm going to ask Ruth if she'll connect with you, and I hope you enjoy the reading.
Hello, Hannah. Hi. How are you doing, darling? Oh, that's good to hear. You have a lovely energy, Hannah. Basically, what I picked up immediately just by your beautiful voice coming in the line there was that kind of you've had some situations around you. I feel that I'm being shown that you've had some very dark moments recently where that you've been upsetting yourself. But I would like to confirm for you that what I'm feeling here and that I'm being shown very much off of my guides here is that this is all going to change and balance out around you. They're actually saying that this should start to balance out by the end of this month. I'm not sure whether you're searching for a new job or not, but that seems to be the indication, or something to change around your job, Hannah. Are you waiting on something like that, love?
I've not been really looking at the moment. No.
Oh, okay. You would like to change, what, love?
I would like to change, but I haven't been looking for anything.
Okay, sorry. I actually thought you said I'd love to change my husband that time. I apologize.
I'm quite a person that I have now.
Okay, but what I do see here is that there's something here on offer around you, and I will say to you by the end of the month you should come across it, because that's what I've been shown very strong for you. And what I see here is that it's definitely a yes to it, but don't forget to keep saying your prayers now, because what the angels are showing me very strongly here, and my own guides as well, is that you have had a few dreams there that you've put in, and you've had a few weird dreams around you as well recently.
Yes.
And you find it very, very hard to put it into perspective, the dreams. I would be inclined to say to you, keep a journal of them. I think they're very meaningful to you. And it is your guide's ways as well of showing you that you're definitely on the right path. I've got to say, I feel everything is perfect around you. I'm picking up nothing wrong, and my guides are showing me everything is fine, Hannah. But I do pick up this seems to be your month, and there is big changes to come, and it seems to be career. It seems to be the only thing that you're stuck in at the moment.
Okay. Thank you. Sounds very good.
Okay. Well, I hope that answered something for you, Hannah.
Yes. Like I said, I was very open for anything, any message, so... Thank you very much.
You're welcome, darling, and thank you very much for calling.
Yes, thank you.
Blessings of love and light to you.
Okay, well, that was lovely. That was the lovely Hannah. And I'm going to go over to the lines now, and I'm going to ask the next person to come in. And I've got the lovely Robbie, who is waiting on the line. And I'm going to say, hi, Robbie. Welcome to Guiding Lights. How can I help you this evening?
So I'm just going through a broken heart, and I just want to know what may could come, if he'll be back or if this is really over.
Yes. And, you know, tonight when we discussed the show, we really did kind of, you know, put that energy out there to help, you know, people who are going through, you know, very same thing as yourself, sweetheart. And I think, you know, when you are going through the stages, you know, it's basically just like step by step, baby steps. That's what I want to say to you, Rob, okay? And
okay.
I do feel that part of you feels a little bit foolish as well, okay? Now, I don't want you to feel like this, because what I'm being shown, okay, with you, is that you are a very warm person who literally did everything you could to try to make that relationship work. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Yes. Because what
yes.
I feel over the last 2 to 3 months back, there has been signs or signals that this gentleman wasn't in this relationship as much as you. And I feel sometimes it's the letting go and the accepting is the hardest thing to do. Now, I do feel with you, okay, that you are a very warm person who feels now like there's a lot of unanswered questions, because I've got a lot of confusion in your mind. And I've got a lady drawn into me now on the spirit world, and I'm connecting to the name of Rose. Now, is there a connection to the name Rose either this side or over in spirit side with you, please, Robbie? Either Rose or Rosie or Rosemary.
Is it Ramona?
Ramona. Okay, I'll take that, my love. Okay, because I knew it was an R-O sounding name. Okay. Now, I feel that Ramona, okay, is standing very close to you. And I feel when she was on this side of life, she was quite a stocky lady. Do you understand that? But she was such a warm-hearted lady, and it's like as though when I'm seeing her now with you, that she's literally engulfing you with love, because she knows that you've been crying, she's been with you, okay? And I feel what she's actually saying to you, okay, is that things are going to be okay. Okay? I do feel that things are going to be okay for you, and there is new beginnings coming in for you. There is light at the end of this dark tunnel. Your loved ones in spirit, okay, are with you all the way. They're helping you through this. And your question was, is it really the end of the end? Is that what you wanted me to... Is that what you said to me?
Yes, it will he be back, or is it actually over?
I feel that there is unfinished business there, okay? Mm-hmm. That's what I've been shown, because I've got... my guides just showed me... they just turned the page, okay? So I do feel that there is a new chapter coming in for you, and I do feel with you, darling, that you are going to be looking at other options, other choices in your life, because it's almost as if with this guy now, he's hurt you badly, and there's a lot of water gone under a lot of bridges, so you need to forgive, forget, and move on. But I do feel that I want to give you the rose quartz crystal. I want you to hold that in your hand and symbolically imagine that it's healing your heart, because I do feel that you are absolutely heartbroken and that you do need to start loving yourself and looking after yourself more. There is definitely news coming in. I'm being shown a newspaper, so it's like either someone is going to show you something or tell you something, or you're going to see something, but it's going to be like something interesting where this gentleman is concerned, and it's going to help you decide which way you need to be.
Okay,
so basically with you, although things seem to be quite difficult at this moment in time, I feel like give this a couple of weeks and you're going to start feeling stronger. There are new doors coming in for you. Your loved ones in spirit are working closely with you to help you. And there is always a way out. You know, you're not stuck in this situation. There's always hope. And I do feel that you are feeling a little bit off balance at the moment, because there's like a shock, or there's been a hurt and a disappointment. But you are really learning something from this experience, my love. And I really hope that that's helped you this evening. And I'm going to have to say God bless you and goodbye, because we have got such a lot of callers to go through tonight. But I hope that's given you a little bit of guidance on the Guiding Light show this evening. And I want to say God bless you, Robbie, and I hope that's helped.
Thank you very much. God bless you.
Thank you very much. Okay, now we've got a lovely Jay on the line, and I'd like to say hi, Jay. Welcome to Guiding Light.
Hello. How's it going?
Hi, darling. I'm going to pass you over to Ruth. She's going to help you with your questions this evening.
Sure.
Hello.
Hey, Ruth. How's it going?
I'm fine, thank you, honey. How are you doing in yourself today?
Yeah, I've been just getting my resume together and things like that. So my question, Ruth, is regarding a job. And I'm applying actually for jobs right now because I got over a job where I was dismissed from and I had to heal from that. So I'm ready to go out in the job market again. And just wonder what the angels are saying about looking for another job or what direction should I go in for another job. And just that. Thank you.
Okay, no problem. I do actually see that there was a little piece of unfairity around something that happened there in another job. That's what the guides are kind of showing me here. Basically,
yeah.
What I'm picking up is that you need to let go what happened there to you. I feel that it's still bottled up inside you. And I think that you need to throw it away, if I was to be honest, because it's actually blocking you from seeing the opportunities around you.
Okay.
Constantly on the net there, and what's happening to you is you're going to a lot of confusion. And what I'm picking up is kind of my head area is kind of burning with all the thoughts going through it because I'm overthinking the situation. But that make any sense to you? But still in the background, my heart is breaking because I wasn't ready to move on.
Yeah, it was a little bit like that, yeah.
Yeah, but what I'm picking up very strong here is it's more my guides that have in with me. You do have it as people in the spirit world. I am getting a gentleman's name, and I feel it could be a James around you.
Not really. I don't think I have a James. I know a James.
Do you know a James on Earth, yes?
I know a James on Earth.
He just may be around you to help you. There could be just something there for you. But basically what I'm picking up here, you asked me to go in and tune with the guides and the angels, and I'm going to stick with my own here. And basically what they're saying to me is to tell you to clear your energy and to move forward. And I do feel that you are going to be very successful. I do see here, stop juggling with the two ideas because you're causing yourself more confusion. I think that you're going to find the job. But what they're showing me here is you're going to have to travel a little piece further. But just focus on what you really do want, because what's basically going to happen, they're indicating to me I'm getting like miracles going to come in around you.
Okay.
That's what they're showing me. This is going to be like a miracle coming in around you. And I actually feel that you should ask the angels to come in around you as well. I feel that you're very connected with your angels anyway, if I was to be honest. I'm picking that up very, very strong off of you. And when you're doing your own light work, remember to keep focused. Ask them. It's not a lollipop. You don't take it back. Ask Archangel Michael to help you. Archangel Uriel is absolutely brilliant when you're looking for a career as well. So tell Uriel what you want and make it very clear to her. I always pick her up as a female angel, if I was to be honest, okay? Because I feel the shock is still in you, but yes, you're going to be successful. I feel that you've to pass this on to an agency which will send out for you for work. And I don't feel that you'll have too much around you to explain. I think that it automatically is going to be like a miracle. You will be on the path that you want to be on.
Okay, I'm going to approach some job placement agencies and go from there.
Yeah, I feel it's an agency that you need to approach, and when you approach that agency, it will come across as a sudden shock to you, because I do feel that you could have two offers from it very quickly. But just remember to go, follow your heart, follow your heart. That's all that I'm getting. Follow your heart.
Okay.
When you get the offers, okay. I'm picking up that it is going to work out. It's like a miracle coming in. So keep your focus. Your focus is just, it's not going the right direction there for you. You're kind of slightly off balance.
Okay.
And I know that it's hurt you a lot over what's happened. I'm inclined to say to you, try to release it and let it go. Ask Archangel Michael to cut that cord, affirm to put an emerald green light into that cord to heal it immediately, okay?
Okay.
And that will automatically bring you. But there's definitely a miracle on the way to you. And it will work out for you. So go to that agency and put them in. Okay. I hope that's helped you. And you will see the positive side of it. Thank you very much for your phone call. Blessings of love and light to you, darling.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, darling.
Okay, that was a lovely reading, and thank you very much for that, Ruth. Now we're going to go over to Deanna next and say, hi, Deanna, welcome to Guiding Light.
Hello, thank you.
Hi, darling.
Thank you for taking
it's Ruth to Jeanette Ann. Yes, lovely. How can I help you this evening, please?
Well, a lot of stuff has been going on in my life. I don't even know where to start. I'll just say that I just got married on the 2nd of this month, last Friday. And me and him been through so much. We have two kids, and I'm living with my sister. We moved out of our house. I live with my sister, and he lives with his mom because of a fight we had before we got married. And I just want to know what, and my mom doesn't know. Two of my sisters know that we're married now. And I just started a business with my mom, a salon. So I don't know what you can tell me. Is everything going to work out, you know, and when are we moving?
Right, okay. Seems like it's been all... The first impression I'm getting from Spirit is that they've thrown a load of balls in the air, and it's like you're scrambling around to pick up the balls, because I feel actually what's going on with you, darling, is that it's almost like as though everything's come to you all at once, and it's like you're trying to put your life back in order, but it's like too many things to kind of quickly sort out, and there's a lot of change going on as well. Do you understand that, my love?
Yes.
And I think, you know, what you need to do, okay, is just stop, sit down, and write things down, like a little bit of a list or a battle plan of what your next 6 months, you know, kind of plan some order there, because it's like... you've got all these ideas in your head. You've got all these things going on, you know, and it's like everything is going, spinning around very fast in your head. And it's like, I can't make my mind up because I'm not really focusing on one thing. Do you understand, my love?
Well, actually, you know, everything that I just explained to you, it's all in one. My career,
yeah.
I have to make money to kind of move. And when I move, you know, then that's when, we can have an actual ceremony and it, things will work. Like, everything is, you know, so I'm trying to figure out is my job going to work out as far as, I mean, my business. And also, you know, like I said, with my husband, we've been
right.
Through a lot.
Now, this is a very big question. Okay, this is a very big question for a little five-minute read. And this, to me, is a kind of an in-depth thing because there's a lot of things going on. But just to skim over the surface for you in the limited time that I have, what I feel is you lifting restrictions, okay? Because you're a very strong person. You kind of will get, you know, you will get the hang of this. You will sort out this. I feel work-wise, you're a very hard-working person, and that you are going to move yourself on in a position where you feel like as though things are really coming around for you in a positive way. I've also got a gentleman in spirit who's coming through now, and I'm getting a link to grandfather, but I'm also getting a link to a Rob or a Robbie or a Richie. Do you understand those names, darling, please?
A Robert.
Or a Richie. I'm really drawn, around you, close link around you and around this situation.
Okay.
Can you understand those
names,
please? Okay, take those, okay? Because I feel that this is going to be work links for you, because they're giving me this name for work links. So if you can't take them now, just have a little think about it, because I feel that there is going to be other work offered for you and that you are going to be in a position to choose. Now, as I'm looking at this, okay, what I feel is that you are what I would call a natural born leader. So I feel that you're going to be offered a position.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I was trying to figure out what did you say last about the Robert name?
Yeah.
I'm my uncle's name is Robert, but he's still here, and
that's okay,
my granddad.
Darling, it does. And your granddad, Right, and was he Robert or Richard?
No, neither.
Right, so Robert is still here. Okay. Have you been speaking to Robert about work?
No, I don't know. He's in a different state.
Right, because I feel that Robert, you're going to be speaking to him. There's something coming in connection to Robert and work. Okay, so just take that, because they give it to me for you. So just take that in respect to that. But I would say that it's all about taking charge, okay, of things. And I really, really do feel that, you know, over the next few weeks that you are going to find that things are going to start settling down and that you are going to be positively focusing on yourself, the unit, the family situation, and move yourself on. And I hope that that's given you some guidance tonight. You know, just stay strong, stay positive. I really do feel that things are going to start falling into place for you. So you've just really, really got to put that thought out. I've got 9, okay, in my mind. So I would say within the next 9, there's definitely something coming in for you. Spirit have just given me a big 9 in my head. So that tells me that within the next 9 weeks, or possibly up as far as 9 months, there's going to be you feeling like as though things are going your way. So we just take the love from the spirit world for you tonight, knowing that you are actually loved in the spirit world. And I hope that that's given you some guidance this evening. And I'm going to have to say thank you very much for calling into the show.
Thank you.
Thank you very
so much,
my love. Take care. Thank you, Marlin. Okay, now then, we've got Pat on the line next. So we're going to go over to Pat. I'm going to pass Ruth on to Pat and say welcome to Guiding Lights.
Hello, thank you. Are you both from Ireland?
I'm Welsh, darling, but I'm Welsh-Irish because my father's family were from Dublin, and Ruth is actually Irish from Dublin, so I'm going to pass you on to her now.
Okay. I just wanted to say I'm in a small town in the middle of nowhere, Connecticut, but we just had a museum open that is called the... I think it's the Hunger Museum. It's about the famine in Ireland, Ireland's Great Hunger Museum. And it evidently has the biggest collection of resources and art. It's amazing. It just out of nowhere popped up, and it's a phenomenal, phenomenal little museum.
Wow. Okay, that's amazing. Well, I'm going to pass you over to the lovely Ruth now, and she's going to take your question for you, Pat.
Thank you.
Hello, Pat. How are you?
Hello.
It's nice.
Good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I am the Dublin person. Jeanette, as she explained there, her family is originally from Dublin, and there is a possibility that there is a coincidence of a connection between our grandparents. So we will research that some stage, and I'm sure Jeanette will let us know on Guiding Lights if anything comes of it. Pat, how can I help you, darling?
Well, I've had a really difficult life, and my adult life has been hard financially, and also no sense of security of home. I've had emotional problems my whole life. The past couple of years, I've been trying really, really, really hard to change myself, become a new person, and it's been tough, a little discouraged. Things have gotten harder, which I think makes sense when you look to grow, but I'm just wondering if in any of those areas do you see things getting better? I've been alone for a long time. I do portraits of animals, but that really hasn't taken off yet. And I do house cleaning on the side. So finances, career painting, or partnership, any of those. And if you get anything in particular, that would be great to hear. about anything. Hello?
Hello, is Ruth there? She had got technical difficulties. Are you there, Ruth? Right, okay. Well, I'll take over this call then, sorry, because Ruth has, we seem to have lost Ruth for a second. So I'll just come in and help you on that one. So your question was is that you want to see what's coming in around you, yes? Is that okay? Is that what you said?
Yeah, that's great.
Okay, darling. Now then, I know, okay, with you, that there is a huge amount of love in your heart tonight, okay? And I do feel that there has been a lot of connection to animals, like you said, because I feel that you've got affinity to animals and that you are a very, very, very creative person. So what that's actually telling me for you is that I feel very drawn to healing energy around you, darling. Do you understand that?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, last few months has been a little bit of a roller coaster ride, because what I'm drawn to with you when I'm linking into your energy is that I feel a little bit disappointed. So it's almost as if someone that you knew and trusted let you down a little bit. Do you understand that, my love?
Well, it could be recently just the place that I moved to. I was awarded an apartment,
yeah,
being an artist and being very,
yeah,
interested in community work. And this residency is supposed to be like that. It's an incredible disappointment. It's not like that. The people are not interested in community work and helping each other, and management is even worse.
Okay. Because what I feel I have to say to you is that, you know, your guides are kind of helping you along with this. And I'm also very, very drawn, okay, to a lady who's passed over with you. And when I'm linking in with her energy, she's giving me the impression that she used to have an awful lot of trouble with her back. So I don't know whether or not before she passed, she had pains in her legs and her back. But she's just indicating the back area has been a real problem. Do you understand that, my love?
Not sure. I actually was thinking of a woman, an Irish woman that took care of us when we were children, and wondering if I should ask her to come in. We call her Lizzie Tish.
Right. Did she have difficulty either walking, or did she have a slight bend in the back before she passed?
Well, she was a house cleaner. She worked hard, and her feet were always amazingly swollen.
Oh, okay. Because I'm getting the pain is coming down from her back, down the leg, so that could very well be her, okay? And I feel when I'm linking in with her energy, okay, that she had a roundish face, okay?
Yeah.
And I feel that she was I wouldn't say that she was fat, but I feel that she was, the word that I would tend to use would be cuddly. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. And I feel that she always had time for everyone.
Yes.
Okay, now she's coming in around you tonight. I feel that the reason why she's coming in around you is just to make her presence felt and just purely to wish you love. I know that when you draw and paint, that creative energy really, really is astounding. And when I'm seeing you paint, you know, I want to paint a lot. When I'm putting a paintbrush in my hand, I feel like so you want to work with a lot of bright colours, especially on the pinks and the purples and the lilacs. Do you understand?
Okay.
I'm drawing these colours around you, okay? Now,
okay.
To me, these are high-level spiritual colours, and I feel that when you are painting and being creative, that you're actually working spiritually as well without you maybe realising it, my love, okay? And I just feel that this is going to continue, because I have you in my mind. They've just showed me a beautiful picture that is surrounded by blue, and it has all these flashes of lights coming out of it. So I don't know whether or not you're creating something like this now, but there is definitely that feeling of solely real creativity coming in around you. Does that make sense to you, sweetheart?
Well, I hope someday, I've been thinking lately, maybe I will do abstract things along what you're describing.
And I just see all these beautiful colours coming out to the page, really spiritual pictures. Maybe, you know, on the lines of an animal. I'm getting a wolf, okay? I want to paint a wolf.
Okay.
And I want to do this beautiful wolf on a blue background and a lot of white, because I feel this is what they are giving me, because I feel that you connect so strongly with the animals, okay? But this is where you need to be. Your direction needs to be connecting with your creativity, into your spirituality, bringing out wonderful colors and painting guides, animal guides that come through to, you know, to bring comfort and love, you know, to us on this role. And that's where I feel that you will find your peace and your balance. That's what I'm picking up for you, darling.
Okay, thank you. That's really beautiful.
Okay. Yeah, and I, you know, I mean to say, continue, I have to say, this is what they've given me, continue, because you are very, very talented at what you do, and it's just going to get stronger and stronger. And that lady that we fetched in for you is coming in with love, offering you guidance, offering you a little kind of window, if you like, into the spiritual side of you and love. And I'm going to have to say thank you, God, and God bless, because we are now going over to a song, but it's
God
been absolutely lovely talking to you this evening, and come back, you know, any time to update us on your pictures, and maybe send us a copy of this beautiful picture that you're going to send, and we'll put it on that guiding like Facebook page for you.
Oh, thank you so much. God bless you both.
Thank you.
You're both very kind.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Goodbye, my love. Okay.
Ladies and
now
gentlemen,
we're gonna
welcome to the Moulin Rouge. Where's all my soul, sisters? Let me hear your flow, sisters.
Hey, sister, go, sister, soul, sister, flow, sister.
Oh.
That was absolutely fantastic songs by the lovely Beyonce and Lady Marmalade. And we've got the fantastic Ruth back with us now because she just had a few glitches then in the works. And we have Sonia online. And I'm going to pass you over to Ruth to say, welcome to Guiding Life. And I'm going to ask lovely Ruth to help you, darling. Yeah, hi there. Are you there, Ruth? Are you with us now? Are you back?
I am. Indeed, I'm back with you now, Jeanette. Sorry about that little technical problem here.
Okay. Well, I have the lovely Sonia on the line, and she would like to ask you a question, Ruth.
Okay, thank you, Jeanette. Hello, Sonia. How are you, darling?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm very well.
Hello?
Thank you, hon. Hello. Hello, Sonia. Can you hear me?
Hello, yes. I can hear you. Yeah, I got scared for a minute. I'm in the U.S., and I just want to tell you guys that I love your accent.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah, I'm in Pennsylvania, actually, so we're just getting over this massive storm that we had. Fortunately, it didn't hit me that hard, but, you know, neighboring states such as Pennsylvania and New York got it really, really bad, especially New Jersey, so
It was a very, very bad storm. Jeanette was putting it out on the guiding lights for healing to be sent on to make sure that everybody was kept as safe as could be through it. We were watching it on the news, and we were doing a lot of praying praise over there. It has been a horrible time.
Yes, yes, totally unexpected. So I'm praying for them too and helping out any way I can, you know. So I haven't even, because I work in New York City, and I haven't even had a chance to go back. I was hoping to go back, sometime this week. So, fortunately, you know, I could work remotely, which is a good thing. which brings me to my question. I wanted to ask a job-related question. I just got word that today, actually, the project manager, you know, he gave notice, and it was all, you know, they all announced that we had a meeting, and the team was there, my boss was there. So, you know, he took it well, and he's leaving next week Friday because, you know, he got a better opportunity, and the company understands. So that just leaves his assistant, me, and two developers. So, you know, I right away, and I told my boss, I sent him a message and I said, you know what, and I'm with this person leaving, you know, I'm, and I just want to let you know that I'm readily available to take on more responsibilities or help out in projects, et cetera. And he said, thank you. And he said, you know, I'm sure it will be, you know, a figuring out period, you know, for everyone. So, you know, I just thought I might put it out there on the table to let him know up front. So I just wanted to see, you know, what you were picking up, you know, any changes, you know, maybe any promotion or changes for me or anything at all would be helpful.
Okay. Basically, what I'm being shown here by the guides is that I do have an older gentleman, but he certainly comes across an older gentleman, more like a father figure, I suppose, in your life, yes?
You're coming across an older gentleman in my life?
Yeah, an older gentleman. This is what he looks like. He's like somebody that you look up to. It's in the job. It's got to do with the question that you asked.
Yeah, well, I mean, my boss is a bit older than me, but not excessively old.
No, but you very much respect him, and you do look up to him, and you do admire him in his work, not on a relationship level, but in his work, because
yes.
You have a very good working relationship, not as a lovers, but as a working relationship. And
right.
I do see here that he has gone on to newer things, all right. Basically, what I've been shown here, it's like so he needed to move on, and this way then he can actually move you on as well.
Okay. Because,
I do actually feel he's going to take you with him.
He's going to what?
I feel he's going to take you to the newer job with him. I actually feel that you're going to go with him to the new job. I'm picking
new
that
job.
Up, that there is going to be the opportunity there for you to move forward with him. I get the impression by all of this that he needs this change to come. Basically what the guides are showing me here for you is the fact that it's something that I feel that both of you need now. You need this mental move on as well.
Well, actually, I'm not sure if I'm quite following here, because, I mean, the project manager is younger than me. I mean, my higher boss, he's like the general manager, you know, for everything. And I'm not really understanding what you're saying, that, you know, I mean, I'm...
Just because he comes across as an older gentleman to me wouldn't actually mean that he is. It would just mean that he has a very good head on his shoulders.
Uh-huh. But I'm not understanding what you're saying, that I'm going to be going with him to another company. I mean, am I...
I feel that there's new opportunities is coming in for you. I feel that he's giving you new opportunities. I feel he is going to offer you to move on with him. And there's an awful lot of new opportunities coming in around you. That's what the guys are definitely saying here. What I'm picking up very strong is there's going to be a lot of choice here as well around you.
A lot of choices?
Choices, yes, a lot of choices, and they're all going to be your choices at the end of it. What basically I've been shown here on the journey is that there's a lot here, so you just need to stay very strong in yourself, okay, because there is lots of good opportunities coming in around you.
So you're saying that I'm not going to be at my present company much longer, or is it going to be more opportunities at my present company?
There's going to be a lot of doors open there. The guides and the angels are showing me very clearly here that there is going to be a lot of doors opening for you. But as always, it will always be to your choice to go there. So what I'm saying to you is basically I do see that it's like a divine guidance coming in around you here. You will know when that opportunity comes to you. But I am picking up an older gentleman surrounding your new opportunity. So maybe there's a higher gentleman in that job that you're going to. That'd be a little piece higher than him. And this is where this opportunity comes in from for you.
Were you picking up a time frame for this? Or?
I'm actually very strongly been shown these doors will start to open, but I am picking up. I'm getting the feel of January. I'm getting kind of... like it's everybody is kind of getting over the Christmas period, and that's what I'm picking up, that people are really getting back up on their feet and people are starting to move again. And I just kind of get that it's a new year thing for people, So that's what I'm picking up very strong around. I would say in around mid-January would be what the guides here would be showing me.
Right, so you're saying it's going to be out of opportunities for me outside of the company or a good opportunity for me to leave somewhere else?
Yes, all choice by you.
Okay. Yeah, but in the meantime, how do you see things, I mean, where am I right now?
Where you are right now is fine, love. It's all choice, but where you are is fine. So don't be worried, you're actually in the right place at the right time. So don't be worried, everything is going to be fine there around you, darling.
Oh.
I'm going to have to leave it at that because we're going to take another caller
okay.
now.
Thank you.
I'd like to turn around and say thank you very much for your call. Please do keep in touch with us and do come back again. Blessings of love and light to you, darling.
Oh, lovely. Well, that was a really lovely reading. And I think we're going to just go over to another caller, but we've just got to play this fantastic information that Mike has asked us to play. So just have a little ear, listeners, because this is really fabulous.
Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm. And I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful host to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship, and join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 074-11-168-396 or email me direct mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there. Hi,
wow, exciting.
I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship, and join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 074-11-168-396 or email me direct mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Wow. Well, that's really exciting, and that's something that is very, very personal to me, because it's the roadshow is kicking off in Wales, where Mike and myself are actually living and based, and also Nick Humphreys, one of our other fabulous hosts, is also in Wales as well. So we're really kicking off the show in a hometown, if you like, and we're really, really looking forward to that. So if you are in the UK and you'd love to come, contact Mike, contact myself, or contact the Mike Davis FM network, and we'll arrange you to have some tickets. Now, over to back to the callers, and I've got the lovely Jill on the line, and I'd like to say hello, Jill. Welcome to Guiding Lights, and how can I help you this evening?
Hi, I have a question.
Okay.
I'm the youngest. I have two older sisters. My parents are gone, and I was the scapegoat punching bag. I still am, and my sister, who is actually the closest to me, isn't being very nice to me since my father died, and I'm not sure what that's all about.
Oh, bless your heart. Okay. Well, obviously, I think I don't know whether or not I've read for you before on here, Jill, because your name and story sounds a little bit familiar. But if I have, and you're coming back for an update, that's also great. But what I'm actually picking up with you is that this seems to be a pattern that has gone back way back in time. So it's almost as if whatever is going on around you, it seems like everybody expects you to do certain things. Do you understand that, Jill?
Yes.
No, I feel that what I'm getting strongly here from my guides with you is boundaries, okay? And I do feel that your sister is grief-stricken over the loss of your father, and I feel that she's quite upset, and it's almost like, you know, that saying, you always hurt the ones you love, and I think it's, in a way, she's kind of venting out her anger to you know, when she feels sometimes that, you know, she gets a bit annoyed with things, and it's like as though she knows that you're not going to retaliate back. So it's like as though you're a easy target, if you like, for her to be hostile to. Do you understand that, Jill?
Yes.
Yes. Now, your loved ones in spirit, okay, I'm drawing close. Who went over with very bad pains in the chest, please?
My mother.
Right. Your mother, has she been up there for about 10 years, please, darling?
Yeah, longer.
Right, okay. Who's been up there about between 10 and 15 years?
It could be my aunt, who is really close to us.
Yeah, because I'm feeling, okay, I know that your mum is up there, and I know that she brings in love, but I feel tonight I'm not working with your mum. I'm getting the other lady's energy, the one that passed about 10 to 15 years ago. Although your mother is there, but I feel like the link is coming from the other lady. Now, I feel in life, okay, your aunt was like a second mother to you, and I also feel she used to do a lot as well. So it's like as though you two have got a connection, because she's kind of wanting you to have a little bit more life in your life. Do you understand that feeling, why she's giving me that to you?
Yes.
Okay. And I feel the message that she's bringing in for you tonight is that, you know, you deserve to have some time out. You deserve to not be at your sister's beck and call. And you deserve to communicate your feelings, okay, honestly, to release the restrictions that are around you, so that you don't feel like as though you're the emotional punch bag and that you're on the go for everyone all the time. And I do feel that you need to sit down with them and tell them exactly how unhappy you're feeling over the way things are, you know, working out by everything, and make the decision to change, okay? And I really do feel, okay, that they're bringing in a lot of love from the spirit world. And it's also like, so someone's waiting for news as well, because I've got someone who's waited apprehensively about some news coming in. Do you understand that feeling, darling?
Yes.
Right, okay. Well, I do feel the news is going to be good, I have to say. And I do feel with you, I want to create some space around myself so that I can do my own thing, and that I'm not kind of always doing everything for everybody else. I also have a connection to the month of May, darling. I think I'm connecting in with your auntie on this. So did she pass, or was it her birthday in the month of May, please?
My dad passed in the month of May. Actually,
right,
both,
darling,
of my parents died 3
right,
hours apart
in the month,
of May.
Right, okay. So that's the fact that they're all here with you. Okay, this is why they strongly give me the link to the month of May. And I feel, okay, that what they're actually trying to say to you is, we are still here helping you, all right? It's just that everybody is kind of like so angry at the moment. I just feel so angry, so much anger on this family. And I just want to say that you need to take yourself away from the anger and just have some time out, you know. Just, you know, take charge. Take the reins back. This is what I'm getting clearly from spirit for you. Take the reins back in your own life, darling.
Yes.
so that you can at least create some private happiness, that you are not, you know, feeling this way. And your parents and your auntie are sending in a lot of love for you. And I feel that your mum was also a wonderful soul. She's very kind, very caring. I don't know why, but I'm just feeding a lot of children when I'm linking into your mum's energy. So I don't know whether or not she used to feed other people's children as well, or whether or not our house was, you know, our home was always open to give other people's children, you know, a meal, because I just feel that this lady would help anyone. Do you understand that feeling?
Yes.
Which is it, darling? Was she always...
I'm sorry, I'm going to talk to my sister about how I can't tolerate being treated like I have been, and she's not going to take it very well. What do you get?
Sometimes the truth hurts, sweetheart, but the truth will always set you free. And I feel that you are very unhappy with the situation as it is at the moment. And I feel that you need to draw a balance, or at least draw a line in the sand, so that the two of you can respect each other's opinions and choices.
Okay.
And that's what I feel you need to do to allow you to move on in a positive way that will allow you to have some time out that you are really trying to get but not succeeding so far. And I do feel that your thoughts are making you feel quite down, and I do feel that you're still grieving very badly as well. So everybody is feeling very super sensitive and super fragile at the moment. Maybe you all just need to give each other a hug and tell each other that you love each other, and you know, you can work it out from there. Sometimes, you know, if you just sit down and talk to that person, things can be diffused just by, you know, bringing it in on more of a love vibe rather than an aggression, conflicting kind of a taking corners to ready to go into the round ding ding. Do you understand that, darling?
Yes.
Yeah, so I feel diffuse the situation, stand back, draw boundaries, stick behind the boundaries that you want to create for your life. The loved ones in spirit world are bringing loads of love for you, and I'm going to have to leave that with you now, my love, because you have got other callers on the line, and it's been lovely connecting with you on the Guiding Light Show this evening. Keep listening. I hope you enjoy. And if you'd like to come back to us with an update at some time, that would be absolutely lovely. God bless.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Bless your heart, darling. Okay, no problem. Thank you. You take care, Jill. Bye-bye. Okay, now we've got the lovely Julie on the line. And I'd like to say hi, Julie. Welcome to Guiding Lights. And I'm going to hand you over to the lovely Ruth.
Hello,
Julie.
Hi, Ruth. Hi. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you perfect.
Well,
how are you doing, Julie?
I'm okay, thank you.
And Julie, how can I help you? What would be your question tonight, love?
I haven't really got one. I just wondered what was coming in for me, really. If there's any particular messages you've got to pick up for me.
Okay. Basically, what I get the feeling from the guides here around me is that there's a lot of energy around you. Very, very good energy. I actually feel that you work along with your angels very well. I feel that you... a lot of people come to you for help as well, if I was to be honest. And I get the impression that you heal people.
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah.
That you work in a healing light. So you're coming across like Mother Teresa,
Reiki.
Actually.
Yeah, I'm a Reiki. Oh, thank you. Well, that's very, very kind.
Okay.
I'm a Reiki Master. Yeah.
Oh, that's lovely, isn't it? Okay. And you do a lot of work. But what I'm strongly picking up here in the connection, it's more just the guys I have here. I know that you have some very good loved ones in the spirit world there.
Yes.
Is there a younger gentleman in the spirit world belonging to you?
Yes, I think there probably is. It depends on who it would be. There's a few I do know that are past young.
I get the feeling this gentleman could have wore a uniform of some sort. Could he have been a soldier by any chance?
I'm just trying to think which one it would have.
I just get the feeling of a uniform. If not, he certainly, there was soldiers around him. He could have been reared with a soldier. But what I'm getting here very strong is he's very around you, and he certainly helped you an awful lot. I am picking up a name like William around this gentleman.
William. It could be my great-great. I think it's my great-granddad, I think. I never met him, but my dad, I think it's my dad's great-granddad.
He's actually a guide to you, and he really sends an awful lot of love to you. But what he's trying to show me here is that you're holding your strength around new opportunities.
I'm hoping. I've not had the best of health, but I'm hoping that in the future I will be able to, you know, do a lot more than what I'm doing now. But also I've got a daughter who's only 12, so I've got to sort of think, wait for her to get a little bit older as well.
Yeah, because they do take up a lot of energy at that age, and they do need you more. But basically what I'm picking up here is you need to use a little piece more. This one I've been told here by my own guides for you, and I hope this you can understand this. Basically what I'm being shown here is that you need to use some of this healing energy on yourself. Already I'm feeling a lovely warm glow coming across me, and you need to use it on yourself. Okay, and you need to practice a little piece more. You come across to me like a person that has been struggling to get along in your life. And you've
I've had a lot of ups and downs.
Yeah. It's not so much that you're on your own. You do have an abundance of people everywhere around you. You attract people to you, but you never seem to have just that special moment that's just all about you.
No, I don't know. I've not got anybody in my life. I haven't for a long time.
And basically what they're showing me is they're going to start guiding you towards a new love at the moment. I do feel that they're going to guide you out there a little piece. And strangely enough, he will be a spiritual gentleman, but I have a funny feeling that they're indicating to me this could be a uniformed gentleman. So it's like to do with somebody that's strong. He's coming across like a knight in shining armour. That's what they're showing. Somebody that can stand up strong for you, like a man going out fighting off the lions around you and just keeping the energy in a little piece more balance, which I actually think that you need right now in your life. But I do actually see that it's coming around you. But you have felt it, and I feel that you've had a vision of him as well.
I do know there's somebody going to come in that's going to be special. I just don't know quite when or how I'm going to meet him, sort of thing, you know what I mean?
I actually feel you're going to meet and connect it with your work. He's going to come in around your work, if I was to be honest. I get the feeling he's strong person, strong personality. He's doing his own healing like yourself. But I will say that I do feel that he's very much already around you somewhere. I am bringing in a name here. It's like a Martin I'm bringing in.
Martin is my ex-husband.
Martin. Okay. Yeah. No, he's definitely not an ex. But don't panic because I've given out your ex-husband's name. He's definitely not your ex. I do feel he's brand new coming in around you. But I'll probably show you that Martins can actually go on and be loving partners. But I have to say the guys are telling me that they are trying to show you how to heal yourself, because you're still throwing out too much energy to everybody else and you're not taking in enough for yourself, Julie.
Right, okay, yeah, probably I'm guilty of that,
you kind of throw out to everybody. You can't give enough to everybody. As for money, I do see that you do seem to be going into a good period. They're actually showing me here where everything is going to work out very nicely by you. So I'm going to say to you, sit back and enjoy and take the journey with them. I feel this gentleman will be around you before Christmas.
Oh, that's great, Ruth. Thank you. I would love that. It'd be lovely to have somebody for Christmas for a change.
Yeah, wouldn't that be lovely? Yeah, for a change, he can buy the drinks.
Oh, yeah, I'd be quite pleased about that.
That'd be nice for a change. But yeah. Julie, I have to say, there's nothing negative coming around you. I have a lovely warm glow going all around me here from you. Save a piece of that for yourself. Okay?
Yeah.
And
okay.
I've got to say, blessings of love and light. Thank you very much for the privilege of doing a reading for you, darling.
Yeah. And the same for you and Jeanette and Mike, too. Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you,
take
Julie.
Care.
Blessings of love and light, darling.
Yeah.
Bye. Thank you. Thank you, Julie. What a lovely person. I actually know Julie personally, so I'm going to send her lots of loves and hugs. And I'm glad I would say it was lovely that you give a lovely reading, because it's nice to have other people's input in what's going on. But I know that Julie is a beautiful soul, and she will meet the right person for her very, very soon. Well, we've had a fabulous show tonight, Ruth. We've connected with some fabulous people. We've sent healing, we've sent love, and we've given some lovely evidence. And I've thoroughly enjoyed you on the Guiding Light show with me as a guest. And I hope you're going to come back soon, because I'm sure the listeners have loved having you here as much as I've had you coming in as a guest. And I just want to thank you very much for connecting with us tonight on the Guiding Light. And also, come back soon, Ruth. That's what I'd like to say to you, my love.
Okay.
It's been fabulous.
Yeah, thank you very much, Na. It's been a magnificent opportunity, and it's always a privilege to work with you and your beautiful energy. So, yes, I would only be delighted to come back and work with you again.
That is excellent. So if you'd like to get come through to Ruth for a private one-to-one, if you'd like to go onto the Facebook and connect into Ruth Mooney, and you'll see her on Facebook, the very same with me. If you'd like to have a private one-to-one reading with me, if you'd like to connect either via Skype on Jeanette and Psychic, or if you'd like to come through to the Guiding Lights Facebook page, or if you'd like to come through to Jeanette Ann Coombs on Facebook, and we do, both of us offer private readings as well. But once again, Ruth, I can't thank you enough for coming on the show tonight. I know that we've been really busy. We've given out lots and lots and lots of information, darling. And is there any last closing things that you'd like to say to all the listeners on the Guiding Light show this evening, my love?
I would like everybody out there that maybe that we did miss in the reading as well, I'd like us to hold on there to a little piece of faith, look more positively on the future, and send out loads of loving energy. And that way there you will get back that beautiful energy, because life is never going to stay dark. It will always brighten up. There's light at the end of every tunnel.
Yes, I couldn't agree with you more, Ruth. And once again as well, we are thinking of our American friends who have been through a horrific storm over the last week. And we are all praying for you that things do settle down, and that everybody's lives who has been interrupted or disrupted by all the series of natural disasters and floods and electricity power cuts and all the rest of it, I hope that everybody is kind of weathering the storm, if you like, and hopefully life will return to normal as soon as possible for all our dear American friends out there and all our listeners to the Guiding Light show.
Please God,
because they have been through such a horrible week. But I'd like to say thank you very much for coming on tonight. And I'll be back next Monday evening, 9 p.m. UK time, for the Guiding Light show. So I just want to say a fond farewell from myself, Jeanette Ann Coombs, Psychic Medium, and also a lovely farewell from the lovely Ruth Mooney. And look forward to speaking to you all and doing the lovely Guiding Light show next Monday, 9 o'clock. And goodbye. Goodbye from us. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts
on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship. And join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 074-11-168-396 or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Thank you for being part of the Guiding Light Show. Jeanette will be back with you the same time next week. Meanwhile, contact her direct. Search Guiding Light on Facebook or visit her website, www.jeanette-coon-psychic-tarot.co.uk. Until next week, take care.